Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Billy Dusty and Frank bringing us back, that little band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Michelle Wooker. She is a new friend, not for long, though. Michelle, I got some bad news for you. Once we find you, we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So I just wanted you to.
I don't think I'll mind that too much, unlike that hotel.
Founder of the Chicago-based strategy firm Gray Rhino and Company. That's her book, The Gray Rhino. It's all the rage all across the world these days. Michelle, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on your excellent work. Help us apply the Gray Rhino concept, the theory, the practice, the application, the understanding of it to our small businesses. Come out on Main Street
sure.
with us and tell us how we can apply this.
Sure. So the book really started with this question, you know, how come some people see this big scary thing coming at them with the horn, with the, you know, the name of the crisis tattooed on the horn?
Mm-hmm.
How come some people do something and how come they don't? And I came up with a 5-stage framework. And at each stage, there are different reasons why you're not doing something and different strategies and opportunities for dealing with it.
Right.
So just like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, it starts with denial, which mm-hmm. is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Goes on to muddling, which is when you know it's there, but you have 4,362 reasons why you can't. You go on to diagnosing, which is when you flip your mindset from why can't to what does it take? And there's a lot of exercises in there for figuring mm-hmm. out, you know, how to strategize it. Then there's panic, which is when everyone's running around screaming, going, do something, something, anyone, just do something. And you're more likely to act, but unless you've done a good job diagnosing, you're more likely to do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final stage is action, which usually starts with a couple of people, mavericks sometimes. And the challenge is, one, how to expand the number of people acting, but then, two, how do you track what you're doing and adjust your path if you need? Because sometimes you'll mm-hmm. do something that doesn't look at first like it's working, but it's actually switched you to a different track that actually gets you to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So gray rhino theory involves first asking, you know, what's the big gray rhino, making that emotional connection with the big thing in front of you you're not dealing with, and then going and sort of systematically figuring out why you're not dealing with it and how you can better deal with it. So it's not just a black swan where people say, oh, that was a black swan, and people think they read that book. But this mm-hmm. is an actual analytic, strategic framework that you can apply in real life.
Mm-hmm. And when I look at your points there, denial, muddling, diagnose, panic, and action, if you've done the wrong things, if you've reacted instead of acted, if you misdiagnosed, if you didn't take if you, instead of muddling, if you muddle too long, if you were in denial too long, then the last thing, the action, is actually you're marching in the wrong direction by then, right? When you're in the denial phase, you have to not deny. Then when you're in the muddling, you got to set yourself. I mean, as you take those steps, don't you need to set yourself right before you get to the action step and do it the right way?
Well, it's interesting. You'll often see in a situation where you've got different people in different stages. Because it's, you know, it's not just you as, you know, the CEO of your small
right.
business. It's your employees, it's your customers, it's your suppliers, it's your local, state, and national government. So it's lots of other stakeholders around you. So you might not be in denial, but, you know, if the person who needs to lend you the money or the person who needs to buy your brilliant new product to solve their problem, they might not get it yet. So some of it involves thinking about how to get your key stakeholders to move along in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that probably helps you have clarity. And I will tell you, folks, if you, this is what she just said, what you just said, Michelle, is powerful. Folks, if you can get this, if you can understand these five stages of getting to where you can deal with the gray rhino, if you can get yourself to that point, not only can you lead your people, but you can be a hero, a thought leader to your customers. And when you're at that point, Michelle, you, that's a customer you can't run off. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting that the gray rhino, it, you know, sounds scary, and sometimes I feel really guilty because of the rhino poaching crisis. I don't mean to slander them as being, you know, just big scary things. But the other part is that there's a lot of strength and energy and emotional connection that can be very positive. It's also about problem solving. It's about not just dealing with a risk, but finding an opportunity that that risk creates, mm-hmm. because so many businesses really are built around solving someone else's problem, solving the gray rhino that's coming at mm-hmm. their customers. So it's very important to look at both the scary side and the hopeful side of the gray rhino, because it does both things.
One of the things I think I'd like to propose, and I'd like to see what you think about this, is the difference between a gray rhino and a black swan. Most people are saying, well, you know, maybe I'll be able to live my life and never have a black swan event. But the truth is, and you may in terms of the, you know, the classic definition of black swan, but everybody in business, I think I've been in business long enough to know that there's always going to be a gray rhino in your life. You're going to be hit with them on a regular basis. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know, what I try to recommend that people do is, you can't deal with them all. There are some cases where you've got to deal with more than one, because they're related to each other. But I ask people to think, you know, first of all, what's the gray rhino in your business? You come up mm-hmm. with a list, and what's the biggest one that you have to deal with? Mm-hmm. But those are also related to things around us, you know, like
Michelle,
climate change.
Hold on to that thought. That's how live radio is. I have to take a quick break. We've got to pay for some stuff. We're going to come right back with Michelle Worker, folks. We're having an awesome conversation about her gray rhino, the gray rhino.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.